Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. Now we're joined by ABC News correspondent Connor Finnegan, who's focusing on the State Department. Connor, we know we've seen a lot of national headlines, and I guess the million-dollar question is, what does Vladimir Putin exactly want with Ukraine?
Hey, Andrew. Yeah, good morning. That's the question that U.S. officials themselves are still struggling with. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said again last night at an event that they don't know whether or not President Putin has decided to take action against Ukraine. What we do know is what he has said in the public record for years now. He has repeatedly said that Ukraine as a country doesn't have a right to exist, that it is essentially part of Russian territory and needs to be reunited with Russia. He's also worked for years to really, you know, increase Russia's sphere of influence, to sort of recreate what was lost with the end of the Soviet Union. And we've seen some actions in recent weeks to that effect. We saw how quickly he deployed troops to Kazakhstan when there were mass protests there. We know that he has tried to, you know, annex territory, support insurgents in Georgia, station troops in Moldova. And of course, now with Ukraine, there have been 8 years of war, fomented in particular by Russia, Russian-led separatists in the eastern provinces, the Russian annexation of Ukraine's peninsula Crimea. And so I think what is clear is that he does not want Ukraine to slip away, to turn towards the West and have greater relations with the rest of Europe. And instead, he at the very least has been seeking to undermine the Ukrainian government, to really try to destabilize the situation there. And whether or not that will include troops marching across the border at some point in time, I think it's still the million-dollar question, as you said.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, the troops coming in, I know there's been a lot of talk about potential movement of not only troops from the U.S., but other allies. And really, is there anything on that front? Is that even going to prevent anything that Putin could do? Or is his mind pretty much made up that no matter what the U.S. and their allies do, he's going to move on with whatever his agenda is?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope here. The Pentagon announcing that 8,500 troops would be put on high alert. That doesn't mean that they're going anywhere just yet. But if NATO calls for a response force, calls for reinforcements in its Eastern European member states like Poland or Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, then that's where these troops would go. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, the military alliance. And so President Biden made clear a few weeks ago, U.S. troops are not going into Ukraine. They will not, you know, stop Russian forces from coming across the border. But they've made this point, I think, of announcing something like this to send the message to Putin. One of the key demands that Vladimir Putin has made is that NATO stop its eastward expansion, that they bar Ukraine from membership, that they pull back forces from those Eastern European member states. And what the U.S. is saying, well, if you invade Ukraine, if you attack this country, we will do the very things that you say you're trying to avoid, that you're trying to push back on. And sending the message, along with the threat of massive economic sanctions, along with the military aid that they've provided to Ukraine, that what you say you're trying to achieve here is not going to be achieved through the means that you are exploring, this possible invasion of Ukraine, really meant to defend against that, to deter that, and to send the message that there are alternate means to address whatever concerns you may have.
All right, Connor Finnegan, ABC News correspondent with the State Department, thank you for that